Today on Michelle Bentham Creates, Michelle takes her audience through the first part of Matthew chapter 8, where we review the story of the healing of the leper and the healing of the officer's servant, and how Jesus marvels at the officer's faith and says he does not come just to save Israel, but to save all of mankind. So if you haven't read chapter 8 for yourself, be sure to push pause. Go ahead and do that now, and we will jump right into Matthew chapter 8. Here's Michelle.
Michelle here with Michelle Bentham Creates. That's michellebenthamcreates.com. And I'm on Facebook, Michelle Bentham, Inspired Artist and Communicator. And on Twitter, @ Michelle Bentham. Same on Pinterest, same on Instagram. You can like, follow, share, retweet, all of that stuff through there. Subscribe to my blog so you can get updates on my posts. Also, you can subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. It's Michelle Bentham Creates Podcast, and I'm on Podomatic as well. You can get that through the Google App Store. So I'm so excited to be coming to you today to talk about Matthew chapter 8. We did Matthew chapter 7 on Monday, and so now it's Wednesday, and here we are doing Matthew chapter 8. So before we get started, I did want to pray a little bit and just talk a little bit about what God is doing in my life. You see, last weekend I went to a conference. I think I shared about that on Monday and told you how excited I was about one thing that happened. Well, another thing that happened was I signed up for this fitness group called Camp Gladiator. Perhaps you've heard of it. If you haven't, just check it out, because today I went and my one prayer was I wouldn't die. And apparently I'm here talking to you on video, so I didn't die. But you know, I have some reservations about working out. I have some back issues, some pain in my knees. I know my body's weak. I haven't worked out probably really seriously in about 4 years. And you know, the last time I did it, I was with a personal trainer for 3 months, had great success, but I couldn't afford to maintain it. Well, Camp Gladiator costs for a whole month what it would have cost me to do it in 1 week with my personal trainer. And there are trainers on site. They are directing you. If you need modification, they'll come around and talk to you and walk you through it. If you're having problems, they'll walk you through what steps you need to take to make sure you're safe and you're healthy and you're doing what you need to do to take care of the temple. And my temple, like I said a few episodes ago, I'm not real happy with the way my body looks. And so coming to you by video is a big, big thing for me to step out by faith and take a risk. And I'm doing it. And I want to challenge you today. I want to say, what is that next step that you need to do? Mine was ask for a speaking mentor. Ask to go to Camp Gladiator and find the money to do it. And now bringing my podcast by video to you each and every week. It's worth it. It's worth it to walk this thing out with God. And I'm praying that you find what it is He's calling to you to do through the pages of Scripture, through hearing Him, through His Word, and through prayer. Because prayer is one of the most important parts. And if we're not praying and seeing results in our prayer life, and we're not getting direction from God, and we're not moving forward in our relationship with Him, then we need to be asking why our prayers are not being effective. Because He says, the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective, and you are powerful in Christ. So let's go ahead and pray, and we'll jump right into Matthew chapter 8. Again, we may pause and stop somewhere in the middle of the chapter and pick it up again on Friday, or we may go ahead and finish the chapter today. We just never know. I'll stop when I feel like God tells me to stop. If you haven't read chapter 8 for yourself, go ahead and push pause now before I pray and read it for yourself. Make some notes in the margin of your Bible or your journal, and then hop back on, listen to the podcast as we walk through and share what God is speaking to us together. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for every person within the sound of my voice right now. Every person watching this by video. I pray, God, that you would reach out and lay your hand upon their life and touch them in a real way. Make yourself real to them in their heart, God. Speak to us through your word. Let this be not about me, but about you, Jesus. You glorified, you lifted up, you elevated, so that you may draw all men unto yourself, all women unto yourself, anyone within the sound of my voice, that they may be drawn completely and wholly to you. I thank you that you love us. I thank you that you speak to us. I thank you that we're your sheep, and your sheep recognize your voice because you're the good shepherd, and you call us by name. In Jesus' name, amen. So here we are in Matthew chapter 8. Jesus has just concluded the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. We left off with his teaching being different. Usually, the rabbis cited other rabbis when making claims about the meaning of Hebrew scripture. Jesus does honor the law, but he is clear. The law must be read in a new way. So let's go on. It says, large crowds followed Jesus when he came down from the mountain, and as Jesus was going along, a leper approached him and knelt down before him. He positioned himself for healing. Did you catch that? He knelt down before him. The leper says, Lord, if you wish to, please heal me and make me clean. One, this leper had great faith. Because for a leper to approach someone who was not sick with leprosy is a huge deal. Like, lepers were sent to live outside of the city. They were sent to live out in exile, away from the camp, because leprosy, one, it's a flesh-rotting disease. It stinks. It looks grotesque. And two, it's very contagious. And so they didn't want, and you have open, bloody sores on your body, and those sores make you unclean. So his request is, if you wish, or if you desire to, please heal me and make me clean. He positioned himself for healing. He requested the thing he needed, and he submitted himself to the Lord. And Jesus stretched out his hand. Of course I wish. Of course I desire to heal you. There's somebody on the other side of this conversation today who needs to hear that. Jesus desires to heal you. You don't have to ask him if it's his will that you be healed. It says that it was already bought and paid for and finished at the cross. His stripes paid the price for your healing. Declare it and appropriate it to yourself today. Go to him, position yourself for healing. Make sure there's nothing hindering his work in your life. Believe by faith that this is God's word and he keeps his promises. He keeps his promises. It's us who gets in the way of him keeping his promise. He kept his promise to Adam and Eve. It was Adam and Eve who stepped away from the promise. He wants to heal you. Stretching out his hand, he said, of course, I wish to be clean. And he immediately received what he asked for. It says, immediately the man was healed. Jesus says to the leper, don't tell anyone what just happened. Rather, go to the priest, show yourself to him, and give a wave offering, as Moses commanded. Your actions will tell the story of what happened here today. He said, don't talk about what happened, demonstrate it, right? So, he doesn't just want us to tell our story, he wants us to show people what he's done in our life. He wants it to be more than just lip service. He wants it to be something that we live out and we act out every day. In a lot of ways, me going to Camp Gladiator this morning is just this kind of thing. I have degenerative disc disease in my back. At the L5, at the S1 L5 joint, I have bone on bone. up to L3 and L2, I have degenerated disc with narrowing disc space and some minor herniations of disc. Last time I went to the doctor in 2013, they said my back was aligned straight and they didn't see a reason to do surgery, but they did see the degenerative qualities progressing in my back. I also have that same problem in my neck. I am pretty much little old lady cartilage in my knees. I've had surgery on each knee at least one time. And I am about, 75 pounds overweight right now. And I went and I stayed in it and I did Camp Gladiator for 50 minutes today. It's supposed to be an hour, but I did it for 50 minutes because I was 5 minutes late. And so I'm saying to you, why are we not believing that when we ask Him to heal us, that He's healing us? That He is appropriating what He promised in His Word to us? I'll never forget, it was in 2010, someone called me into their office and prayed for my back, and they prayed specifically for the nerves in my back to no longer be hindered or encroached in any way and causing me any problems. And I want to say that God did something that day, because when I got done with the prayer, they asked, how is it feeling? And I was like, about the same. It wasn't bothering me before, right now, but that doesn't mean it won't. So I guess we'll see if there's healing that's taken place. When I walked out of the door of that office and sat down in my chair at my desk, I heard the Lord say this, why are you claiming that like I haven't done it already? Walk in the healing that you have until I give you more. Somebody needs to hear that. Walk in the healing that you have until I give you more. And don't be foolish. Just because you got your back lined out and straightened out and God healed you, doesn't mean you should go bungee jumping tomorrow. Now, if God tells you to go bungee jumping to demonstrate what He did for you, I say more power to you. But I don't have to go bungee jump or ride bumper cars because I want to show off something. I do what God tells me to do. See, the leper needed to do what Jesus told him to do. The leper did not need to just go back to his camp and tell everybody what happened. He needed to go to the priest. Why? Because the priest was the one who could declare him clean. The priest was the one who would affirm that the miracle had taken place. Sometimes we need to go to the doctor, get an x-ray, get an MRI, get a test done, and say, I believe God has healed me. Would you test me and see if it's true? And I had a very wise doctor once tell me, relief from pain is a form of healing. Do not discount it. Do not discount it if you don't have a radical, creative miracle in your body, but you still have the same deformity, you just don't have the dysfunction. Either way, it's healing, babe. Either way, it's healing. So let's see what the leper did. Well, it doesn't tell us what the leper did. He just says, your actions will tell the story of what happened here today. I'm fairly sure the leper did what Jesus told him to do. In verse 5, eventually Jesus came to the little town of Capernaum. In Capernaum, a military officer came to him and asked him for help. He said, Lord, I have a servant who is living at home in agony, paralyzed. Jesus said, I will come to your house and I will heal him. Some of you need to hear that today. Jesus said, I'll come to your house and I'll heal him. I'll heal you. Jesus said, I'll come to your house and I'll heal you. He's not just reserved for church. He's not just reserved for the conference center. He's not just reserved for that place where the teachers live. He's coming to your house to heal you. You need to hear that. The officer says, Lord, I don't deserve to have you in my house, and in truth, I know you don't need to be with my servant to heal him. Just say the word. Do you hear the faith in that? Just say the word, and he will be healed. Lord, just say the word, and everyone within the sound of my voice will be healed. We believe that's true. That, after all, is how authority works. Did you know that authority is... I heard this from Bill Johnson recently out of Bethel Church in Redding, California. He taught on authority, and he said, you know, we misuse authority. We appropriate authority for ourselves. But authority is really to administer the justice of the kingdom. And regarding healing, what is God's justice in the kingdom? That all should be healed. It says, everywhere Jesus went, all were healed. Jesus is in the midst of you right now. He is in you. He is with you. He wants to heal you.
My troops obey me, whether I am next to them or not. Similarly, the sickness will obey you.
And Jesus was stunned by the depth of the officer's faith. He was not surprised by it as stunned, but he was impressed. He was impressed that this man, who was by all accounts not a Jew, he was an officer in the military and didn't count himself worthy to have Jesus in his home, understood what he was asking Jesus to do.
Here's what Jesus says to his followers. This is the plain truth. I have not met a single person in Israel with as much faith as this officer.
Now he's telling the disciples who left their whole lives to follow him that this man has more faith than you.
That's worth taking note of, don't you think? It will not be just the children of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob who celebrate at the heavenly banquet at the end of time. No, people will come from the east and the west, and those who recognize me, regardless of their lineage, will sit with me at that feast. But those who have feigned their faith will be cast out into outer darkness, where people weep and grind their teeth. There's a picture of hell right there.
Listen to this. We are those people who received an inheritance by faith through salvation that doesn't have anything to do with our lineage. We are Gentile believers. Meaning, I am a Gentile believer. Perhaps you do have a Jewish lineage. But I am a Gentile believer. Meaning, my family line didn't come through the Jewish nation. My family line came outside of the Jewish nation. But Jesus came for everyone. He didn't come for this nation or that nation. He didn't come for this people or that people. He didn't come for that denomination or this denomination. He came for all people. He loved the world. It says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. They would enter into an eternal rest with their God. And that eternal rest doesn't begin the moment you die. It begins the moment you're saved. There's a rest and a peace and a promise in the life of every believer. So the question becomes, why aren't we walking in it? If the Lord is pricking your heart right now and revealing something to you in your heart that he wants to deal with, let's go with that. I sense there is someone here. Perhaps you've gotten a diagnosis of cancer. There is at least one thing that I know that hinders the healing of cancer, and that's unforgiveness. We've talked about it before. So maybe today you need to ask God who you need to forgive. And maybe it's you need to forgive God, which seems really out of order, right? Because what did God do to deserve to be forgiven? But if I'm judging God because I have cancer, I need to forgive him. I need to release that judgment back to God and let him take care of it. And then open up the door for him to heal my cancer. Maybe you're mad at your spouse or your mother or father. You've got some kind of resentment, bitterness that has taken root in your life and is eating you alive from the inside out. It's attacking your body and killing you. Now, this is not scientific evidence. I'm not a doctor making a diagnosis. I'm not even guaranteeing that your body will be completely healed of cancer if you choose to go this way. And not everybody who has cancer has this issue. You know, not everything's tied to a sin issue, but unforgiveness is sin. Or maybe it's just doubt and unbelief. Maybe you just need to hold out your hands and say, God, I believe you can, and help me overcome the areas where I have unbelief. And just let him have it. As much as you can, let him have it. So whatever it is you need today, whether it's forgiving someone else or forgiving yourself, forgiving God, if it's just that you need a word of comfort from him, if you need your back healed, I've given you a testimony of healing today. Reach out there, grab a hold of it, and appropriate it to yourself. Right now I'm going to pray, and whatever you need, you just cry out to God for it, and let's watch him do miraculous things among us. Father God, I just come to you, and I am so grateful for your promises that are written to us in your word. For your promise that came to us in the form of a person, which is Jesus Christ. And that promise came for all people, for the world, for every person that was ever born into, whoever will be born into, and is being born into right now, the world. Thank you, Lord, that you're healing our diseases and our sicknesses, that you're healing our bodies and restoring us to health. Thank you, Lord, that your promises are true. Reveal to us now, Lord, any place where our hearts are not submitted to you, where sin has a stronghold in our life, where the enemy has a foothold in our life, where our hearts do not align right with you, reveal that to us now. Lord, I just break the chains of bondage, and I break the chains of infirmity. And I break the chains of grief and heaviness. And I break the chains of bitterness and unforgiveness. And I say, God, open up our hearts and our eyes and our minds to hear and receive the truth. Jesus, it's by your stripes that we are healed, whether that healing needs to take place in our heart, or in our physical body, or in our mind. You provided all the healing that we need. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. It says in Scripture, you are the God who heals all our diseases. So, Father, I invite you to send your Holy Spirit and entreat your Son to lay his hands upon those within the sound of my voice, even myself right now, and take away all pain, all sickness, all infirmity, all torment, all struggle. And speak to your servant because we are listening. Speak truth to us now, Lord. We are listening. We want to hear from you. I hear Jeremiah 33:3 right now. Call to me and I will answer and tell you great and unsearchable things that you could not know. I hear Isaiah 43:3 right now. When you walk through the waters, they will not wash over you. And when you walk through the fires, you will not be consumed. For the Lord your God is the God who saves you. He will give, because he says, because you are precious and honored in his sight, and because he loves you, he will give men like Jesus in exchange for your life, and nations in exchange for your ransom. That's a word that you can grab hold of today. Maybe you've been in the struggle a long time and you don't feel it easing up. Go to 2 Corinthians. Where Paul writes that he had a thorn in his flesh that he prayed 3 times for the Lord to remove. And the Lord didn't remove the thorn. Instead, he told him, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Whatever you need, Jesus is here to provide it today. Whatever you need, Jesus is here to provide it today. Thank you for tuning in to the Michelle Bentham Creates podcast today. I'm looking forward to being with you again on Friday. The video should be up between now and Thursday, and I'll have all the videos updated by Friday this week. And so I'm just looking forward to being with you again in Matthew chapter 8 on Friday. We'll wrap up the chapter and we'll move ahead in our journey through the Gospels. If you're going to write about it on social media, hashtag journey through the Gospels. Be sure to tell your friends, invite other people to listen to my podcast. Again, that's on iTunes, Michelle Bentham Creates Podcast. Podomatic also carries it, same name, Michelle Bentham Creates Podcast. You can get it in the Google Play Store. You can get the podcast app through Podomatic. And drop by my blog, michellebenthamcreates.com. Like me on Facebook, Michelle Bentham Inspired Artist and Communicator. And then follow me on Twitter, at Michelle Bentham. Look so forward to connecting with you. I'd love it if you talk back. Be sure to use the hashtag MBC talk back so I can find you, and or tag me. Just feel free to tag. If you like my Facebook page, tag me in that post and let me know that you're talking about it. Comment, like, post, share, retweet. I would love that. Help me get the word out about what we're doing here at Michelle Bentham Creates. Everything shared in this podcast is copyright Michelle Bentham 2009 to 2016. The music is provided by bensound.com, the selection's Tenderness, and I'm reading from the Voice Translation of the Bible, which is the new translation that came out from Thomas Nelson Publishing a few years ago. Thank you again for tuning in. Look forward to being with you on Friday. Until then, be blessed, and may the favor of the Lord be upon you.